West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are doing Auto Talk Radio Live. Good to see you over there, Brendan. Kicking and breathing.
Good morning.
Doing your thing.
That's right.
Flipping the switches and turning the dials and keeping us moving all over the while.
At least I'm trying. That's what counts.
At least I'm trying. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Anyway, yeah, So much has happened. It's been a while since I've seen you, my friend.
Please don't ever leave for another 2 weeks because, man, the craziest stuff happens
really?
While you're gone 2 weeks.
What happened while I was gone?
I mean, well, first off, it's my fault for not blocking the lines last week.
Oh, no, you had to take calls?
I accidentally took a bunch of calls.
Did you answer some automotive questions?
No, I would. Yeah, you...
turned that bolt there obviously
and the guy calls it and say, but I don't have a bolt situation. I'm talking about car washing my car. What do you mean turning a bolt?
He's talking about washing his car.
No, in all seriousness though, I did forget to block the line last week, and I got two calls immediately at the top of the hour, so hopefully they'll call in today.
Did you answer them?
I did, only because of courtesy, to be fair. So if you call,
you told
in,
them call back next week.
Exactly. Yeah. If you call in, you're good to hear my voice. Obviously, everyone likes to hear it. Hopefully.
Well, yeah. You know, I guess we'll go with that. It's all good. Well, I missed y'all. Glad to be back. You know, every now and then you got to take a little vacation though. So, just one of those things as far as that goes. The automotive world kept going. Cars kept going. Everything kept going while I was gone. I take it. Your car was fine. You drove here, apparently.
Yeah, everything's going really, really well with my car.
Is it? Nice. Yeah, because well taken care of by the West Automotive Group.
That's correct.
Yeah. All the little things, as far as that goes. I was doing something, and I saw a windshield wiper replacement commercial come up, and I thought, well, here in Southern California, we still got a little bit of a... hot kind of days coming. Usually September, October are a little warm here.
Yeah, but it's actually cooled down this week.
It did last. I mean, yeah, I was out yesterday evening having dinner with friends and sat on the patio of a restaurant. It's cooler.
I didn't have to sweat or anything. I was relaxed, honestly.
You think that's the last of the heat, though? I doubt it.
No, of course not. Yeah,
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm just going to enjoy what I get right now.
That's You're all. Just enjoying what you get. There you go. That's one way to go. So. As far as that goes, well, your car's enjoying it too because it temperature's a little lower and the car's a little happier and just cruising around, right?
That's right.
As it goes. So what are we talking about today? Let's see. Recommended services on your vehicle. Some good stuff and a couple other things. Oh, you know, so I was talking to Brandy and Susan from, I'm sorry, Brandy and Sharon, not Susan. From the San Diego Auto Museum.
Yes.
And they got some really cool things coming up that they're doing.
Yeah. Dave Stahl got to talk with Lenny.
Oh, yeah.
This past Sunday.
What were they chatting about?
Specifically two things. Number one, there's every single year they have this huge, huge event called the Gala that they have every single year.
Yep.
And they raise money. Yeah, they raise money. And at that time, they literally had 30 tickets left to sell. And that's it. I think they've already sold out. Already,
probably have so, now, yeah.
As soon as you put it out there, boom. It's not.
Yep.
The only other two things of note, the biggest one was talking about how wonderful their program is, their car restoration / car repair program that they're having over at the Automotive Museum. He's talking about all the success that the students have already had with the program. And,
yep. They've created a nice shop efficiency area, and everything from body work to automotive service and repair. It's called Ignite. That's what the program's called. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Yeah, that's okay. Right. And
which is hands-on training. to get into the automotive trade, basically, in all directions.
Yeah. And again, it just sounds like it's been so, so successful. And they continuously expand their program for whatever high schools have accepted them so far. It's correct. Doubled or tripled since then. So
nice.
It's been really, really successful.
It's going, yeah, I know it's going well. Yeah. Very
and
well.
Then last thing to note, they did a soft opening for like a higher tier membership with the automotive museum.
It's and called the Podium Club.
That's correct. Yes. And it's gone.
We're going to talk about that a bit today.
Yeah. It's gone extremely well for them too there. So congratulations to the Automotive Museum and all their success. It,
absolutely. Absolutely. And at the West Automotive Group, we sponsor the Trunk or Treat that they do. It comes in on Saturday, October 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everybody's free to get in as far as that goes. And it's a great place to bring your children under 12. If they're in a costume, they can trick or treat and parents get in for free along with them. And yeah, what a great event. You know, safe trick or treating. They call it Trunk or Treat. And it's Saturday, October 25th. Brandon was talking about here just a second ago. It's called the Podium Club. And here's the deal with that. Members enjoy exclusive access to private car collections, special travel experiences, special events, 15 guests per passes per year, 50% additional guests, 50% off additional guest passes, 20% off private event bookings, parking pass for the museum's private lot, no need to pay for parking in Balboa Park, plus more. First event is scheduled for October 18 in Julian. For more information, visit the website sdautomuseum.org or email Brandy at brandy@sdautomuseum.org. So if you want to become a member of the Podium Club, they're taking specific memberships. Let's see. The Podium Club. This was launched prestigious. The Podium Club is October 18th is the launching of it. And basically it's for car enthusiasts that want to be part of this without question. So sdautomuseum.org, and you can see all about it. It's called the Podium Club if you're interested. So good stuff. Or if you want to bring the kids along. And are you going to go to the Trunk or Treat, Brendan? Oh, he's busy. He don't got his head. Oh, there you are.
Does a bear live in the woods? Yes. Mm-hmm. I would love to go. Russell has already chose our
little Russie.
Costume.
What's he
going to
be? Oh, you're dressing up too?
Yep. I'm going to dress up with him too.
What are you going
to
be?
He said for everyone to be a pumpkin.
Oh, you're all going to be pumpkins?
I already got the body shape for it. So, I mean, we're
oh, smokes. Is your wife going to be a pumpkin too?
Yeah, she's going to be a pumpkin too.
So you're making or you're buying pumpkin costumes?
That's a great question. I have to talk to Shelly.
You don't know them yet, do you?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually.
No.
Am I going to have to do an inflatable costume? Or because I already got the shape of a pumpkin, I could just wear a t-shirt.
Just drop an orange shirt over you, I guess, with stripes on it.
No, but nevertheless, Brendan. Yeah, I know. He really wants to be a pumpkin, so wow. We're all going to be pumpkins.
How old? Russie's three?
He's two, actually. Yeah, oh. He just turned two last month.
So. Oh, wow. So,
Russell, if you're listening, hello, and hi, Shelly. Good to hear you guys.
good to hear you guys.
I
thought you were going to say good to see you guys.
Door,
I was going to say, how does that work?
All I know is that as soon as I closed the door leaving the house, I heard Russell crying. I'm like, oh, Shelly's going to be angry. I thought I closed the door pretty gently.
He heard you leave, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And you know what's going to happen when I get home now, so...
No, what's going to happen?
Oh, Shelly's going to have an evil glare when I come home.
He's like, here you go. It's your turn to handle little Russie.
Exactly. I am going to go take a nap. And if I hear one peep, no, I'm joking. Shelly's more loving than that, I promise.
Yeah, you better not make her sound bad here on the air.
On live air.
You're, yeah.
You're one of the most listened to stations in San Diego.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, one of the most listened to talk radio stations in San Diego. That's why Auto Talk Radio is here.
That's right.
Yep, all good stuff as far as that goes. Boy, so much going on these days, right?
No kidding. I mean, from car news to just everyday life, it's been crazy for sure. Yeah. I was so excited for that Ram full-size electric truck. I don't know if you heard the news on that. Ram put a kibosh on that.
Yeah, I heard they were killing it.
I wonder why. Because it looks... So Rivian still has that really cool outside design that I really like. But unfortunately, business-wise, they're just doing terrible. So I don't know whether to really look into going for that one. I really do want a truck electric vehicle. I feel like, unfortunately, with how the governmental status is, especially inside a court system, They're gonna go back to the state requirement soon, saying no, California can have their mandate stuff. So, and I don't see myself leaving.
You think so?
Yeah, I that's what I'm seeing. And again, I personally don't want that to happen. I wish we had more of a choice situation still.
Well, and the reason Ram canceled all the electric pickup renames Ram Charger, the decision follows multiple delays for the truck, with Ram originally showed in 2023. Boy, they've been working on this for a while. They kind of fumbled at it, didn't they?
Yeah, and also I think they already could tell, like, it's already kind of a competitive market. The rebate, the federal rebate situation, I think it is. That thing is going to get kiboshed too. I keep using that term, but that's the only term I could think of in this whole situation is that.
What is that?
The kibosh.
I know what that means. Oh, okay. Debt killed. Yeah. But what is getting kiboshed besides the Ram?
No, specifically the 7500 federal $7,500 rebate.
I think that's gone already.
I know. But most of these truck companies were kind of like hooking their wagon, I guess you could say. Uh-huh. I'm trying to use all these
hooking scenes. Their wagon to it.
Yeah, exactly. They were trying to hook their wagon to that rebate situation, that and thus making it more enticing to buy.
Well, to purchase, a definite upside benefit, right?
The Slate truck, for example, that hasn't even come out yet, still, and they were still hoping for that.
Do you think it's going to make it?
I mean, everyone's so interested in it. That's the talk of the town in the auto industry right now, is those Slate trucks, honestly.
Yeah. Yep.
But until we actually get to actually test drive these and get away from a prototype situation and see what they do out in the market, it's going to be a speculation right now. Yeah. Like, from the models of what they look like to
until they're really actually produced.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So and they're not coming out till what, 2027 or late 2026?
Something like that. Yeah.
It's
gonna be a while.
Yeah. But that's still the talk of the town right now over the auto industry, I feel like. More than Vinstat, more than Lucid, more than Rivian, even Ford, I would say. Ford is, I think Slate trucks are being more talked about more than the Ford EV truck line that they want to put out for $30,000.
They haven't done that either.
No. They announced it. That's it so far.
Gotcha.
I haven't heard anything in terms of what the design looks like, even if they even have a prototype part or a pre-production car, for that matter. I haven't heard a single thing since the announcement. That's it.
No.
They did state that they were trying to compete with the Slate trucks, which, again, I understand a little bit, but at the same time, you don't even know if the Slate trucks are going to be successful enough. Because obviously, there could be a demand for these electric pickup trucks, but are they that popular right now? I'm not sure.
I don't think so. Ford has the all-electric one.
Only popular truck, and I could put truck in quotes right now, that I see everywhere on the road are Cybertrucks.
Ugh.
And you already know how I feel, and I already know how you feel. And I know that Steve's already an email saying, like, "Hot, you mentioned Tesla and Cybertrucks."
Yeah, probably, huh?
But nevertheless, yeah, so I was really looking forward to this Ram electric truck, to be honest.
Were you going
to
buy one?
No, I wanted to at least see how it would do in the market, and then hear Dave Stahl's review possibly of it too, or one of his co-hosts' review, because they always help me in terms of, well, is this a good time to buy this kind of car? Uh-huh. I guess not. So again, big example, 2 years ago, the Ford Maverick hybrid. I was so excited. I was like, oh, a hybrid small truck.
Uh-huh.
This is kind of perfect for my startup family that I'm trying to start.
My
and
startup family. My plug-in family.
It sounds like I bought it on Amazon or something.
Yeah. Did you buy your family on Amazon?
No, I did not.
Are you sure?
No, I'm very sure. Yeah, but still, I was excited for that. And then to hear the poor review that they were given on the air, it made me realize, okay, I got to wait just a couple more years until Ford figures out, okay, we're going to fix the suspensions and this infotainment center issue that we're having and so on and so forth. So they haven't just yet, from my understanding from Dave Stahl, but it sounds like by next year, they should have everything pat down, ready to go, and it should be probably number one in terms of hybrid trucks out there probably by next year. Yeah. Ford does a really good job listening to their customers.
They're good at trucks. Yes, they really
and trucks too in general too.
They really are.
So
they really are.
I'm excited for the future of Ford and for that matter, the Ford Maverick hybrids too.
Maybe they'll get better. I bought Zach a non-Ford Maverick.
Yeah, yeah.
Non-hybrid. Yeah, no. Didn't want to work on it. And, well, the suspension they put on the hybrids was the same as the other one.
Right.
The regular, so it,
henceforth,
it,
it's really
was
bad.
A little bit of rough riding, yeah, as far
but,
as that goes.
Your son's enjoying the Maverick so far?
Yeah, seems to be.
Nice, yeah, nice.
It was a new car.
Yeah.
And he didn't have to pay for it, so I think he's enjoying it. It's probably the way to go.
Try.
So, anyway. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these short messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Appreciate you joining us here this morning. On this wonderful September morning, nice and brisk and actually still pretty warm out.
Again, not as warm as it can usually be.
Yep,
like
yep.
We're talking like 78 as a high today.
I was just saying it was a beautiful morning this morning. It wasn't cold, it wasn't hot. It's just beautiful. Another great day to wake up and stand up. A good start to any day, right?
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I always say it every week, but it's true. San Diego is America's finest weather, honestly. Every single day. I don't even care if it's raining. Like, we need that rain sometimes. This really is the most perfect weather you can ever have anywhere in America.
It's one of the most beautiful places to live, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to beat, huh? Very hard to beat. All right. Want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks up there in North County Inland for over 32 years. And West Elkhorn Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in Elkhorn, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for well over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right there in central San Diego, AAA approved, smog certified, taking care of folks there for over 8 years. And, of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified for smog, taking care of folks in the Golden Triangle right there for well over 6 years. And then West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks up there in North County Coastal for well over 2 years. All of us at the West Automotive Group come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. Me, myself, and my employees all believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle service repair and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service or repair needs. Just ask about getting a West Automotive Group card. One of my managers or service advisors can help you out, of course, on approved credit, but we'll get you all set up. You can also get in and take advantage of our diagnosis as far as that goes. You know, today, a lot of what we do is diagnose concerns with vehicles. Unfortunately, we see folks that have been someplace and didn't get diagnosed properly, parts thrown at it. The best money ever spent is on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle properly. In doing so, we'll save you thousands of dollars in the long run. So give us a call, get your vehicle in, we'll get it diagnosed no matter what it is. Cooling system problems, AC, drivability, transmission, no matter what. Let our experts get it diagnosed properly for you and save you some money. Eliminates unwanted replacement of parts that aren't bad, which we often see. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home and low-cost rental vehicles. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, better known as X, or Instagram by just going to westautomotivegroup.com. You can also click on the Automan segments where I'm the Automan for CW and Fox 5 News and watch them as they're posted weekly after they air, or Auto Talk Radio where we put all the podcasts. You can also pick up the podcasts on the go from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, and TuneIn. There for your listening pleasure for sure. That's from westautomotivegroup.com, or email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. If you have a question, concern, or want to talk about something automotive related, you can either call us here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. And talk about it live, or just shoot me an email at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com, and we will discuss it on the radio as far as we go. All right, let's grab Bruce real quick in Carlsbad, see what he's got going on. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. A couple questions. The first is about Cruisin' Grand in Escondido.
Yes, sir.
Their operation was halted during COVID, and then they came back.
Uh-huh.
I've heard, and I don't know if it's true, that now it's Saturday, and also that Grand Street is actually closed in both directions. They're not really cruising it now.
I think it's open now. They were putting these roundabouts in, but it's all finished. So they had a bunch of it closed down, but they've gone back to doing the Cruisin' Grand, I believe, and I don't think it's closed.
Well, during Cruisin' Grand itself is what I was looking up maps, you know, Google Maps, and uh-huh. It showed Grand on completely closed. You know how they show it in red on traffic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe it was closed because there's a bunch of cars. I tell you what, they sure do got a lot of cruisers as far as that goes, and. They run it through June 13th through September 26th this year is what they were running it. Right. So.
And then is it on Saturday night instead of Friday?
No, it's on Friday nights.
It's still Friday night.
It's every Friday night, yeah.
And the street is Grand is actually open for cruising.
I believe so. I was over there a few weeks ago, and it was. They did have it closed down while they were redoing the roundabouts and stuff. But
must have been it.
Yeah, they got it all done. So yeah, they're still holding it every Friday evening from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. basically.
Gotcha. And then the second question was about Tesla's service. Mm-hmm. And insofar as you know, is Tesla service a highly profitable portion of Tesla, and that is their what they specifically desire, or is it not so much profit but as what Tesla considers necessary to get proper support?
I believe they believe it to be necessary, not exactly their high. They're one of their major profit centers, to be honest with you, because when they built that car, also the whole process behind this electric vehicles is also reducing maintenance, so they say. But we've done a lot of research and things over that, and as far as have the service and repair style changed, of course, because with electric cars it's different, but we still have failures and still have service items. So I don't know.
So that would then be the reason why they don't dispense their service information online or to the consumers or even to service centers like your own, because they're trying to keep it within their own domain.
I believe his service idea and what he was going for, you're correct. He was going to keep it all in-house. Is that going to be able to happen as there's more of those vehicles on the road and coming out of warranty? I doubt it. It's going to become very hard to get your vehicle in and get it serviced if he holds all the information. So I think what we'll eventually see with Tesla is like all the other manufacturers that come into the table and release an information so the vehicles can be serviced and repaired in the independent world. More on. So I mean, we still do some things on them, but not as much as possibly, you know, not everything, because like you said, some of the information is not available.
Right. And so there is going to be a trend away from this proprietary style of dispensing information.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, a lot of the manufacturers, other manufacturers tried to kind of do this, and it's covered under the Right to Repair Act, so the information's available. Unfortunately, EVs were never covered under that. Why we didn't foresee this coming down the road, I don't know. But Tesla's able to keep a lot of this information proprietary and not shared. So, but right. We'll see what happens. I think it'll loosen up.
And if it does loosen up, that is certainly the company that could dispense it thoroughly, being, you know, super rich like they are, having a satellite system, rockets to launch them. they could open an AI just like Apple has done now with Apple AI, and they could do the same and control that dispensed information completely, and it would be 100% accurate.
Yeah, I think they could. Yeah. Yep. So most of the manufacturers now do dispense information pretty well for all of us, though, to as far as in the independent world and repairing. So, yep, little bit at a time. We'll see what happens as the days go by.
Okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
Good talking to you, Bruce. Take care. Have a great, wonderful weekend.
You too.
Thanks. Bye. So, great questions, as always. Let's see what Bodie's got going on. Good morning, Bodie.
Good morning, sir.
What you got going?
Well, I have to start with my obligatory joke. Mm. Is what happens when you cross a centipede and a parrot?
Oh, no, I don't know.
You get a walkie-talkie.
A walkie-talkie? And Brendan had his drum all set for you there. There you go.
I told him that.
It's a weird, silly joke.
It's a weird, silly joke. It's all good. Yeah. All good.
All good.
What you got going on?
Well, just quick story is, years ago I was in Europe, and then like the major cities like Paris, Berlin, Munich, in the middle of town they had these giant roundabouts for driving.
Yep.
And they were built originally in the 1880s when royalty wanted the big boulevards. And now it's interesting to watch how people maneuver in and out of them. It's a dance.
It is a dance. If you want to keep from banging your car up, yes.
Yeah, you want to keep from banging your car up. And then, question on my Acura. It needs to be smogged. Is there any way to get an extension, like a 60 or 90-day extension, from the DMV? You know anything about that?
Yeah, if you're having trouble getting a vehicle smogged, yes, you can get extensions from the DMV. They range 30 to 90 days, depending on what you need and what they'll allow.
Yeah.
So, but yes, that is a possibility if you're having a little trouble getting it smogged.
Yeah. And then, let's see what else. Boom. Oh, on my Nissan, I think I may have asked you this before, is there an easy, simple way to put electric shut-offs on-off switch?
It's
pretty simple, right?
Yeah, as far as hiding like a kill switch.
Yeah.
Yep, you could do that. Yep, okay. Either fuel or ignition, one of the two.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'll probably think of something after a hang-up. Thanks for what you do, and I'll call your guys on Monday.
You got it.
And leave me...
leave you hanging so you can listen.
I want to listen, please.
All right, Brendan, we'll do so. Take care, Bodie. Always great to talk to you.
Thanks, Brian. Brendan.
Hey, very quickly, Bodie. I just wanted to let you know I'm starting a procrastinating club.
Oh, geez,
but I'm still waiting on doing that. Thank you.
I thought it was going to start next week.
There you go.
You can do that one two ways.
It's very true, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, gents.
Here's a quick one for
go
you.
Go for it, go for it.
I'm going to run just by you. What's the difference between a thought and thinking?
One's past tense if I thought, but.
Yeah, so the obvious one is they're spelled differently.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it. And then the other thing someone taught me was thinking is an active verb and thought is a static noun.
There you go.
Ooh. So, ooh, that's deep right there.
That's very deep.
Very deep, Bodie.
Very deep.
Yeah, well, it's pretty simple once you think about it.
You're right.
Then, so if you ever get someone procrastinating on you or you're trying to get them to do something, you say, hey, I thought we were supposed to get together. So, well, I thought. And then I pause and I lean in and I go, do you remember how you got to that thought?
All good stuff.
Very good.
And people look at you like, are you nuts? It's a legitimate question.
It's a great question. It's a great question.
Because, yeah. You know, most people, they operate on the subconscious level. And they don't bring stuff into consciousness to say, well, you know, if I listen to the radio, I can't be with my partner, or if I do this, I can't do that. It's a pretty sharp, simple insight that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, and you're gonna love this. With that thought, we are now moving on to the next phase.
Thanks for what you do. Leave me on air, please.
You got it. Take care, buddy.
Okay. Right. Bye bye.
All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we'll chat with you about it. Give us a shout here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio, 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, give us a shout. Do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock any other battery, and they are the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, get in, we'll get you an Interstate installed. Need a battery for any other need? Check them out at their storefronts here in San Diego at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every single need. What do you think, Brendan?
I think that Interstate Batteries are the best and that you should definitely get one in your car if mm-hmm. you don't have one yet.
If you don't have them, come. We'll sell you an extra one, too. We'll put it in the trunk.
Absolutely.
You want two? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Mine's still under warranty, so.
Yeah, there you go. You only need one then.
That's right.
Actually, they're really good batteries, so works out well.
One car show for you guys this weekend for a good cause.
What do you got?
Otherwise, I mean, obviously we have a huge event this weekend. It's Bay Fest this weekend over at Mission Bay. So go check out some racing boats and see how crazy that whole event can be, because it can be really
crazy. That
can
be crazy.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure.
In this case, for a good cause, you can go up to Marietta. Marietta Mesa Performance Corps presents Concerts of Cars and Bikes Rally. $35 for every car and bike.
Nice.
It is today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at Mesa High School. All proceeds benefit the students of MMHS Performance Corps. And it's a 501c3 nonprofit.
What's MHS Performance? What do they do?
That would be Marietta Mesa Performance Corps, or High School Performance Corps.
Well, what do they help do?
It's like the band themselves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's helping raise money for the band and yes. Music classes,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Gotcha.
So
I got you.
They're having a really good and again tax deductible car show for you guys to go check out, and it's free cool. to the public if you just want to look at some cars. So
Brendan will be there later.
That's a little too far north for me today, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Today is a haircut day for Russell. So hopefully Russell didn't
hear. Little Russ, he's getting a haircut?
Yeah.
Does he know?
His second one. Hopefully Russell is not listening to the radio and be like, what? And then starting to run away from Shelly. But yeah, today's going to be.
Does he not like haircuts?
He hates haircuts.
Why?
Beyond belief. It's the razor that makes so much noise, and he just doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it. Scares him. Thinks he's going to get his little ears clipped off or something.
Something like that, even though it's the safest thing in the world. But
you sure?
Yeah. The more
you're
you practice.
Your child in danger, right?
The more you practice, the more they'll get comfortable with
it. Do you do it yourself? Shave his head?
No. My sister-in-law did.
Oh. Yeah, just shave his head. That's what I used to do with Zach when he was little. Easiest kit, haircut for a little boy. Mm-hmm. Now, if you got a little girl, now you got to. That's a lot more work.
It's true.
Well, they have long hair. They, you know, little girls want their nice hair. So
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Well, we wish Rusty best on his haircut today. Second one.
Yep.
Does it get long?
Very.
Does it look like
long.
A shaggy dog?
Right now, he's got a mullet going on. So.
He does.
Yeah.
Are you gonna let him keep a mullet? You're going to shave the sides, leave the back long?
I don't know. That's what he has
business
right now.
In the front, party in the back?
He's got short in the front and short on the sides, but every time we try to get to the back of his head, he's shaking his head. So we just left that alone. So now he's got this really weird-looking mullet. So
yeah.
He's still cute, don't get me wrong, but you know.
Well, I hope so. He's a little guy.
Yeah.
He's two, right?
Yes, he is.
Terrible twos. How's that?
No, well, I hear it's not that, actually. 3-year-olds are the terrible ones.
Yeah, probably. You keep telling yourself that. You make it through two and you hit the threes, then you're like, oh, I made it halfway. Anyway, all good stuff for sure. All good. Let's see. So anything automotive related, folks, 1-888-344-1170. Just give us a ring. We're happy to talk to you. Today we were talking about, we'll kind of sneak it in here, recommended services and how important is it to stay on top of your vehicle needs. Saw a commercial the other day talking about oil changes for California. They got a new commercial out. I don't know exactly who put the commercial out, but it's interesting. Talking about moving oil changes to 7,500 miles. Well, manufacturers moved them to 10,000 miles for a while, and then they rolled them back because they started having too many problems with the car. It's good to keep that vehicle serviced. So we recommend every 5,000 miles. You don't need 3, but 5 is a good way to go, and it's a good way to keep your vehicle in good working order. And every 6 months, it's not a bad idea to have somebody with a qualified eye put that eye on the vehicle. So to prevent costly repairs, often we can head things off, right?
That's right. So that comes to the question that we sometimes get. What's more important, the mileage situation or the time of length? That you haven't seen your car at that time, because there's sometimes people who don't drive their cars as often and they think their oil is going to be just fine for and everything else in their car for that matter. They just don't drive it very often and they leave it parked there. So
yeah, but, there is a time and mileage thing. We say 5,000 miles, but usually every 6 months it's good to have a car looked at and serviced, right? no matter what the mileage is. So yeah.
So time is still very, very important. Keep that in mind, folks. Yeah,
it is for sure. Yeah, and that way, keeping the vehicle in good order, and like I said, putting a good eye on it, and that. So, because sitting on a car is almost sitting. Just sitting is just as hard as driving it too much.
Totally, absolutely. There's a lot of things that can still go wrong in your vehicle, even if you just let it sit.
Things just rot away, especially tires, things like that. For
absolutely,
sure,
absolutely, absolutely.
They do.
I know one time Dave Stahl was driving his neighbor's vehicle, if we remember this correctly, and he had it left in his lawn or driveway, the neighbor did, for 6 years straight. And so Dave's like, hey, let me go take it in and go get some new tires for you because it probably needs it really badly. Uh-huh. And he didn't even get a mile on the road before the tires completely
tread popped. Separated.
That's what it was. Yes. Yeah. Okay. See, yeah, that's a perfect example.
Yeah, they dry rot away just sitting there. The sun destroys everything. Just remember that, you know. You can tell the paint fades on your car. All kinds of things go wrong.
Yeah, he's from the mountain area, Dave Stahl. So the sun can get pretty bad up there still too. So again, just be mindful of those things.
Is Dave a mountain man? I don't think so.
Hey, between you and I, possibly. I mean, he knows all these southern sayings, like I said. So.
He's a bit of a hillbilly, isn't he?
I mean, he's got a cool collection of radios, I'll tell him that much, and M&M collectibles, too. But.
M&M? Like M&M the singer?
Yeah, no, the candy. So
I was like, Dave's into M&M? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. You got to ask him about it. I swear, he can go on for days about that kind of stuff.
M&M's?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Which kind does he like, the plain or the peanut?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm going to say the peanut ones, but personally, I hate the peanut ones. They dry my mouth way too quick. So I like the usual kind.
They dry your mouth too quick.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like for candy.
I really hate Snickers. I so hate Snickers.
Do you really?
Yeah. I'm sorry I made you just lose a sponsorship there, but
Snickers is not my sponsorship.
I know, but they could have sponsored your show.
Oh, you think? Are they going to put little automotive wheels on a Snickers or something? Going to drive it about? Yeah. I don't think we're going to lose them as a sponsor.
No,
because we're not going to have them as a sponsor.
It's true. I just don't like
not unless Snickers gets in the automotive field.
Technically they like advertise on NASCARs and stuff like that.
They do. But that'd be more Dave because he's Racer Radio.
True.
Yeah, not me.
No,
Autotech. Yeah, we actually know about fixing cars and stuff. Dave knows how to drive a car. Sometimes I've seen him drive. I'm a bit concerned.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, because I saw he was a really safe driver. He talks about how he saves gas.
I think
he's
a safe driver. Like, yeah, he is.
Okay,
he is.
Just checking.
I just like picking on him. It makes life so much more fun.
I understand.
So, anyway. Yeah. Oh, you know, I did want to one more time mention, if you're interested in a new membership level there at the San Diego Auto Museum, SDAutomuseum.com, yeah, the Podium Club. We talked a little bit about this in the beginning, but just some great benefits and what a great organization and a museum. They really do a great job with San Diego Auto Museum. Yep. You've been over, right?
Oh, yes. And you have to go there monthly. They're always
doing
something new.
They change it every
month. Monthly,
that's right.
So. Yep. Brand new facility that they have out in Santee where it's a storage area. So they can have a lot more room putting in and taking out different cars every single month. So keep that in mind. You have to go there monthly because there is something new every single month, whether it be out on the floor there or out in the library.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks of this month they're closed because they're redoing the whole exhibit again.
Exactly, yeah.
I think they have the Ferrari exhibit going right now or something. Or is that coming?
I think that's coming because if I remember right, it had to do with... I'm going to say drag racers, if I remember correctly. Something like that.
Were you just there recently?
No, we were talking about it this past Sunday. I haven't gone there recently. They said that this month it was that, and then the next month would have been about Ferraris. So.
Oh, then that's what's coming.
Exactly, yeah. It's gonna, and I know I'm looking forward to that one, because as a kid, I used to love Ferraris so much. So they were the car to get back in the day. Now,
how many people did you know back when you were a kid that owned a Ferrari?
Only one ever, and I got to ride it in with him too. So it was really cool. But never ever since then.
You're not even allowed to look at one sideways. All right, let's grab Gary in Alpine real quick. Good morning, Gary.
Hey guys, I would have to go with M&M peanuts.
M&M peanuts.
I had a couple questions on pricing. I have an oil change I need to have on my Volvo and my daughter's Volkswagen Tiguan. What is a oil change going to cost me roughly?
Well, it depends on the car, obviously. But we only use full synthetic oil at the West Automotive Group, so it ranges anywhere from about $70 to $100 right in there.
Okay, that's fine. And then secondly, on her Volkswagen Tiguan, if I'm pronouncing that right, I think it's a 2014.
That's a great question. How is that? Is it Tiguan? Is it Tiguan?
I
don't
have
know.
No idea.
But I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Anyway, it's running real rough, and we're having trouble getting it to past smog. A diagnostic test on that, is there a standard price for that, or does it depend on how detailed the test goes?
Oh, no, there's a we have a standard price for it. And usually we include a smog in it, and you're going to – I'm not – off the top of my head, I can't give you the exact I was trying to remember, but I don't.
Okay, that's great. Now, would I make an appointment for Saturday? Is that the best way to do it, make an appointment?
Yes, make an appointment, but we're not open on Saturdays.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No, yeah, just Monday through Friday.
Okay, we can do that, no problem. Anyway,
That's something you can wait on. It takes like 30 minutes, so smog-wise. If it needs to be diagnosed, then it takes a little more time, of course.
Okay, yeah, I need to get that.
What did it fail smog for? Which thing?
You know, it didn't pass, it didn't fail, but they're afraid that it runs so rough that it just wouldn't, so they haven't even bothered trying.
Does it have a check engine light on?
It comes off and on.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm going to need to have that addressed, because that will cause it to fail, sure.
And he tries those little machines you plug in, but I told him, according to you guys, that those aren't always accurate.
So. No, definitely not. So, need to figure out why it's running rough, get that straightened up, and get it back on the right track.
We will definitely do that. Hey, enjoy the show. We listen every Saturday, guys.
Appreciate you, man. Enjoy. Thanks for listening, and great talking to you, Gary.
All right, talk to you later. I'll see you next week.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye. Really great stuff. We're clicking down, huh? How close are we, Brendan?
You got about four-ish, 4 minutes.
Oh, got it. All right, let's grab Mike real quick. Hey, Mike, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Brian?
Oh, not much. Just clicking down the show.
Hey, I've got you in my helmet here. I'm on the Harley riding a bike here, so hopefully it won't cut out here.
Cool, on a motorcycle ride. Here we go.
Yeah, I got you in my helmet. So, hey, I was curious, what do you guys charge for... Or do you charge for mobile services, like, you know, running out to do a brake job at, you know, certain radius from the shop? Do you guys even have that service?
What we do is pick up and deliver on vehicles. We don't actually send anybody out, but we do pick them up and service them and return them. It's just easier. It's easier to have everything at the shop. You know, every time you try to do something mobile, you end up out there and then you're like, "Well, I'm missing one thing." Now you got to pack up and go get it. You know, it's much easier at the shop.
Yeah, I mean, it can be a hassle for sure. But if you know what you're going out for, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out a price point.
Gotcha.
For some things that I don't know. I think I should charge a little more. But there again, you don't want to.
Have you do a lot of mobile stuff, don't you?
Quite a bit. Yeah. Just helping out friends and trying to be, you know, convenient for the friend or customer, but. I'm just curious what kind of price points I should really be charging, because I think I'm shooting myself in the foot. I'm too damn nice. That's the problem.
Yeah, you definitely got to charge for your time without question and figure that out. There's a friend of mine that's been building vehicles for service and repair that makes them mobile, where they suck the oil out to go out and do oil changes and stuff like that. I was just looking at it with him yesterday. Some pretty cool stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, slick. Yeah.
So that way you have all your team. Yeah, they're building these things, putting racks in them, and the oil containers, and the vacuum, and the inverters, so that if you wanted to program a car or whatever, while you're there, it's kind of cool. Not cheap, but it looks like a great service idea.
Huh? I have to look into that.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just curious, man, about that. Anyway, everything good out that way?
Everything's going well. Just trucking right along.
Good.
Yep.
Good
yep.
deal.
How about you? Everything good?
Season? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been hot here the last couple of weeks. I mean, we're in a drought situation. It would be nice to get some rain, but, man, I'm not hating it today on the bike, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Loving it.
No, sounds like a beautiful day, man. Enjoy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, mix a little business with pleasure here and spend the rest of the day riding around. Probably go to Seasons Creek for a bit.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got to enjoy those days when they come.
Yep. Hey, behave, will you?
Will do, brother. Good talking to you. Be safe out there riding, all right?
You got it, man.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
So, always great questions automotive-wise.
I got to be honest. I'm surprised Mike didn't brag about Ohio State and the Buckeyes and all that stuff.
Are they doing well?
They're the number one team in the country.
Oh, I honestly didn't even know that.
They're the team that I think no one can beat, honestly, this season. They might win the national championship this
year. Wow. Yeah. They're usually pretty good, I believe, don't they?
Yeah, no one cares about the Bobcats over there, Bobcats.
I don't know. I didn't even know there's a team called the Bobcats.
See what I mean?
See? I wouldn't
just
know.
Ohio State Buckeyes, a stupid walnut.
There you go. There you go. All right.
I just lost a lot of Ohio fans now. Calling it a stupid walnut.
They got a sense of humor, I'm sure.
Okay, good.
It's all good. Everybody will be just fine. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. And we'll be back next week live. And make sure you tune in for Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 AM and 96.1 FM in North County. Till next week, we'll catch you then.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.